Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Plopped down in the middle of the San Francisco Bay sits Olone Island, with its quiet streets, Victorian homes, and well-behaved palm trees. A positively idyllic setting, teeming with mystery. Tonight on the Oline Mysteries, a yard sale museum. Billy Bat Productions presents the Oline Mysteries. Brought to you by ChickPimp.com. Like most days on the island, it's about 10 degrees cooler than comfortable. The plus-size male must love it, but for the rest of us, it means wearing another layer. That's the first thing you learn about moving to the Northern California coast. It's all about the layers. Ugh, this is horrible. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I wonder what Sally's judicing today.
This is Sally.
Hi, honey. How's your morning?
Good.
Anything exciting on the O-line commute this morning?
No, just the usual cogs. What are you working on?
Bad fashion.
Yes, and what are you writing?
Ha. I'm stumped, and I think I'm going to go get some fresh air. Maybe, I don't know, stop by the museum.
Yeah, I thought you said that museum looked like an absurd garage sale.
Oh, it does. It's kind of sad. But they do have a beautiful chair I want to check out again before we go to the antique fair this weekend. And you know, I really feel bad for them.
Hee-hee, you feel bad for the local museum?
Well, yeah. First they have a fire, then they have a flood, then they lost their funding. And I just feel bad for them. You know, I just think they need some local pride.
We have local pride. We have the USS Hornet.
That's the military. It has nothing to do with local flavor or the history before the military moved in.
What about your work?
Oh, I'll finish it when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, crap, it's closed.
Lorna!
Hey, Annie, what's up?
Oh, we just had lunch at the diner. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Playing hooky. I wanted to stop at the museum, but it's closed.
Oh, I know. It's because their hours just depend on who can volunteer that day.
Oh, coffee?
Sure, why not? So what were you going to see at the museum?
Oh, they have this chair that I just love. It's like from the turn of the century or something.
Oh, the one they had in the window forever?
Yeah, it was. It was just this. It was still in perfect condition, except this little nick on the armrest. I wanted to look at it again before Sally and I went to the antique fair this weekend.
The one in San Jose?
Yeah.
Tim and I were going to go, too. We should carpool.
Fantastic. It's perfect. Tim and Sally can take their pictures and we'll shop.
Tim's going to rent a pulley cart for us.
You'd think they'd just loan you one.
All's fair in love and antique fairs. Haven't you guys found anything?
No. I like that antique hair dryer, but where would you put something like that?
You could make it into a lamp.
It's true, you could.
Just because I have the ability to... Oh, wait. That's not a bad idea to make some money. Buy up a bunch of old lamps and rewire them.
Oh, Lord.
Too much upfront cost.
Oh, wait. Annie. Annie, look at that chair. It's just like the one at the museum.
It is. Sally, what do you think?
It's $1,800 for a chair.
Lorna, look at the armrest.
What's the likelihood of that?
What?
This is the exact chair that we both saw at the museum. The armrest of the museum chair had a little notch taken out, exactly like this one.
Well, it's obviously the same chair, then.
Can they do that? Sell a chair from a museum?
I'll ask. Excuse me, hi. I love the chair there, and I was just wondering, is it from an estate sale?
I'll have to check my receipts, and I don't have them with me today.
Oh. Do you have a shop somewhere we could stop in at?
You're in it. But if you're interested in that chair, we can arrange something.
Well, just let me confer with my friends. Well, she's not sharing anything.
It's not...
Ah!
Sorry, it's not a replica. I'm sure about that. You can tell by the design and fabric.
Right, yeah, well, if you'll just give us a second to talk privately.
Oh, look, there's Tim. Hang on, he doesn't see us. I'll go get him.
Sweetheart, you're not serious about spending that kind of money, are you?
Is it illegal?
For a chair, maybe.
No, is it illegal to buy it if he can't tell me where he got it?
Not if you buy it in good faith. What do you mean?
That is the chair from the museum. I'm sure of it.
So?
So if he stole it, then it can be returned. That poor museum doesn't have the same access to money and power like MoMA. I mean, they really need help.
Well, maybe they sold it to make ends meet.
Oh, and that's legal? Someone donates their antiques or takes the write-off and then someone sells it for a profit?
Are you upset about the chair?
You're not helping.
What'd you decide?
That Sally doesn't like museums.
Okay, is that a deal breaker?
Lorna thinks there's something hinky going on.
Of course there is. Look around you.
With the chair.
Sally, I saw some old camera equipment and stuff in the next aisle. Want to join?
Leave the cart with us. Now what's going on?
Annie, you know that's the same chair from the museum, right?
Yeah, it's definitely the same chair.
So what's it doing here?
Maybe they sold it to this guy?
And isn't that illegal? I mean, if a museum takes a donation and then turns a profit on it after it's being written off on someone's taxes, that is a donation?
Oh, so this is why Sally left.
Or if this guy stole it.
I see. Listen, do you want the chair?
Yeah, it's beautiful and it could be an investment.
Okay, so here's what you do. See if she'll take a check. If so, then pay her and take the chair back to the island. Check in with the museum and find out whether or not something weird happened. Either way, you're covered.
Right.
And you'll have a couple of days to cancel the check if it was stolen.
Hello, have you been to our museum before?
I have, actually. I'm curious about some of the pieces in the exhibits.
Oh, then you'll want to speak to the curator, Mr. Holder.
Okay, is he here today?
Well, yes, but you'll just have to wait because I can't leave the front desk.
Okay, I'll just be over here then.
Hi, Mr. Holder. Ms. Wagenpool said you wanted to speak with me.
Thank you for seeing me. I'm just curious about some of the furniture pieces. Are they all donated to the museum?
Yeah, most. We had purchased a few before we fell on hard times, really.
There was a chair that sat in the front window for a long time. It was a chippenpoof, a beautiful piece.
Oh, yes, it was. It was left to us in our will, that piece. But it was ruined in the flood, apparently. Are you interested in donating?
Well, maybe.
Well, then you'll need to speak with Jay Hazinski. He's our docent in charge of acquisitions.
I see. Well, see, I was at an antique fair in San Jose yesterday, and I bought that chair.
That piece was quite common, you know, but I hope you enjoy it, and when you're finished, perhaps you'll donate it back, if you'll excuse me.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That was so bizarre.
Hey, Annie and Tim are on their way over, and we're going to barbecue.
Where's the chair?
The boys peed on it.
What? No, they didn't. Where is it?
In the garage.
You put an $1,800 chair in a garage?
I had cat pee on it. It was for its own good.
Well, why didn't you clean it off?
I was afraid of it.
What? You what?
Sounds like Holder just didn't want to deal with it.
Anyway, you can't prove anything, really.
I am so sorry, Lorna. I had no idea it was going to cause you so much grief.
Well, I can't very well take it back to the cellar, not with cat pee on it.
Even if you clean it off?
Maybe I could just resell it.
I looked online. You paid a really good price for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not satisfied with the museum's attitude.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
Didn't you say something about the FBI?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we had a neighbor who worked for the FBI, and he'd go around to all these outdoor flea markets undercover, looking for stolen merchandise. But I think it was more like things that were hijacked from semi-trucks.
Look, it's not like it's a Louis XIV chaise lounge from the Louvre or anything. You put yourself in the middle of this, and now you're chapped because it's the whole principle of the matter, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's he said, she said here, and I will agree with you about one thing, though. I can't get it out of my head the way he said donate it back. Why would he say that?
Are you sure he said donate it back?
Absolutely.
Maybe you should check with the police department.
No way, man. They'd arrest me for being a public nuisance.
Well, so tomorrow we'll go look up this Jay Hoosabobbit and ask him about it.
I don't know. I mean, all he has to say is that it was thrown away.
But then they'd have had to fill out some insurance papers or something.
You're right. And then it would be insurance fraud.
Maybe we're just going about this the wrong way.
Just make sure you have, like, some kind of tangible evidence before you go to the local government. Right, Sally?
It would help. Just try not to implicate us in anything.
Okay, what do we say again?
We're just going to tell them that we bought a chair and are interested in purchasing some more of the items that were ruined in the museum.
Okay, but what if he denies it?
No. We want to keep the doorway open to negotiations.
Okay, well, then why don't we just say, we bought the chair, we think you've been shafted, and we're going to go to the police, and do you want to come along?
Because that's too threatening.
But your way is like, hey, buddy, want to make a buck? Sally specifically said not to get implicated, and Tim's gonna divorce me.
Really? He would?
Get your head down.
What?
That old man, he just came out of the house.
The one walking?
Yes.
But he's really old.
Who else would be a docent?
Okay, but he looks like he belongs in the museum. It must be his son. I mean, retired people don't commit crimes like this.
What kind of crimes do they commit?
Social security fraud, bad checks, not heavy lifting crimes.
I'll follow him.
In the car? He's going like a quarter mile an hour.
Oh, come on then. I think he's going to the museum.
I think he needs a prostate exam. I've never seen anyone stop on every block and pee like that.
Hold my coffee.
Who are you calling?
I'm taking a picture of him going into the museum.
Why?
It just seems like I should.
Annie, I think we've reached that point of ridiculous now. Let's just go back and get the car. We'll have lunch.
I'm having fun. Look, I'll go in and see what I can find out. They don't know my face. You stay here, and if he comes out, you follow him, and then we'll meet back at the car.
Oh, I don't know, Annie. Look, Sally's right. I think I did set myself up for this.
Look, do you want to get your $1,800 back, or what?
I'd love just to rethink the whole thing. Oh, duck, move. Here he comes. Here he comes. Just keep walking ahead. Just keep moving. We'll go into the coffee shack ahead of us.
Do you think he just took another pee break and came back? Maybe he's just taking his exercise for the day.
In here. In here. We just need to throw these cups away.
We finished them. Thank you.
Mmm.
Just hold on. Give him some space. Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's try this again. Just knock and be honest about this. Tell him who we are, what happened, and ask him to clear it up for us.
Okay, but no last names. You don't know. He could be a mastermind of some kind of senior citizen mafia.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them in this town. I thought it was because of the naval base, but okay, no last names. Let's go. I'll do the talking.
I don't hear any movement.
Just give him a minute. He's got a bad prostate.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Mr. Hazinski, I'm Lorna, and this is my friend Annie.
Yeah?
Well, I bought a chair at an antique fair this weekend that we're both just certain sat in the museum window for some time.
I'm no longer associated with that place. You'll have to contact them yourself.
Mr. Hazinski, we did. And I'm just curious as to know how the chair that was supposed to be ruined ended up for sale in an antiques fair.
It was probably put out of the dumpster. How should I know? I doubt it was even the same chair.
Oh, it is. I saw it myself. It has the same nick out of the armrest and the same material it had when it was in the museum.
Why aren't you a docent at the museum anymore?
Ask Holder.
Okay, now let's go to the police.
Are you filing a complaint?
We think we bought some stolen property.
Did you buy the property out of a trunk of a car?
No, at an antique fair.
Okay, how much?
$1,800, but it's valued at around $2,200.
Okay, see those double doors behind you? Ask for Detective Keeling.
So you don't actually know if it was stolen or what?
I think it was a write-off as an insurance loss and then resold.
Where is it now?
My garage.
You put a $2,200 chair in a garage?
Her partner's allergic to the horsehair it's stuffed with.
And you're sure it's the same chair?
Detective, we'd both swear to it.
That's good, because you're gonna have to.
You're doing the right thing, Lorna.
I feel like I need my attorney present.
You don't, I'm sure.
May I call you Lorna and Annie? This is Detective Schwartz.
Hello.
Thank you, ladies, for coming in. So you'd give sworn testimony to the facts as you've outlined them with Detective Keeling?
Yes.
That's your case, Keeling. Pick up the evidence.
Wait, I need to make a phone call.
You're not under arrest.
No, to my bank.
You see, I told her she has to make the call to stop payment on the check for the chair.
Come on, I'll show you.
So, this has been going on for a while.
What do you think's been going on for a while?
Fraud. Non-profit fraud. Cheating old people out of their goods. Well, not really the old people, but their heirs. And the city of funds.
Yeah, I like that. What do you do for a living, Annie?
I work for an internet marketing and research company.
You two are going to make some real enemies in this town. Do you rent or own?
We rent, Annie owns.
Why?
People can never be too petty. We just like to look out for people who help the police.
Oh, Lord.
Are you really going to write about this?
Yeah, it's something that really happened. It's local, and I'm going to send it to the paper as well. And if they don't print it, I'll send it to the Oakland paper.
What if they don't want to print it?
That's why there's the internet.
The Oline Mysteries are written by M. Saylor Billings. Music by Tim Lindeen, featuring the voices of Nina Greeley, Becky Carlisle, and Ty Garofalo. Tune in next week for another episode of The Oline Mysteries, presented by Billy Bear Productions and brought to you by ChickPimp.com. The Oline Mysteries is an original work of fiction. Any resemblance between events, locations, or characters herein and real persons, living or otherwise, events or locations is purely coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, y'all, this is Saylor Billings from the O-Line Mysteries. We know that you know that we know that you know already know this, but we are obliged by industry norms to remind you that if you like and subscribe to the show, not only will you get a new episode every Tuesday and Thursday, but you will also help others find the show. Like a digital guide in the wilderness of the internet, chopping through the overgrowth, yelling, "This way, people!"